who will be on the trip. So that's so he's going to be monitored this week. And every day he gets does a little bit more and more on the ice, and we will always wait till the next day. And if he continues on, we'll push him a little harder. I don't have an expectation for him to play this trip, but then I don't think if he continues on the path that he's on now, that it won't be much longer after that. Now, he's going to play. The one nice thing about with Evander, he's in such incredible shape that when he gets cleared to go, you know, he's going to get his practice in and he's going to go. So there won't be a turnaround much on that because he's been on the ice enough. Peluso's still feeling his injury a little bit, so we don't have him. We list him as a day-to-day. Toby and Bogo, both maintenance today, and we have an expectation that they'll play tomorrow.
How much more do you have? Just a safety?
Yeah, we need to make sure we've got enough bodies. It's not an easy flight in and out of there, so we want to make sure that we have enough people here.
How much could it use a guy like Evander?
Well, anybody's lineup could, really. I mean, size and speed and a great shot. So you can fit him in anywhere. I like to where we got to, Little's line was back to what we remembered and really effective against in line and then score goals. So that's how we remembered it. I've liked Shifley and Perreault and Wheeler real good, you know, our best line the other night, and then some good chances, right? So Shife down the pipe off the crossbar and then lots of action around the net. And then the three big fellows that played together did a real good job and just kind of setting a tone and having a different look. Evander could fit in really on any of those places, but happy with the way the lines finished last night.
You talked about the difference that one goal and a bit of a greasy one made in the mood of this team as opposed to if it had gone the other way.
You're bang on with, so you cut the overtime off and you assess the game. And then if it goes against you with the exact same game, we're talking about all the mistakes. And then, so we get to talk about the good things that we did in the game. And that's important. You can't keep grinding. If you're only coaching mistakes, you're going to beat your team down certainly too early in the year. So there was enough good things. And we've pointed out the areas that we needed to get better. It was good to be able to show some video of what it looks like when we're going.
Is there anything consistent go right back against what you were saying. Is there anything consistent about the odd man rushes or the fast break opportunities that you see, or is it just individual decisions?
No, well, there's always a little bit of both in that, sorry. There's always a little bit of both in that, right? There were also four or five times the puck came up the ice long that we did a real good job and jumped in front of a couple. So where we're working here is reading the pressure that we have. And when we have pressure, we want that tight gap. So they're still going to try those passes, but you have somebody right there, and it's a pretty good physical contest. When we get stuck in the middle on it, where we're not pressuring the D, our forwards aren't quite getting after their forwards or their defense. I'm sorry, I'm confusing the hell out of you. The front end's not getting there, and the back end's reading that we are, and that's a bit of a challenge for us. We were better at it in some spots, not so good in others. Yeah.
Nine of the next 11 on the road, Paul. Do you have any lineup or strategy adjustments are going to be required for this stretch in games?
So early in the year, on the road, you need to have a comfort level with two of your lines to find the other team's best, and you get a little harder matchup with your back end than you do necessarily at home. Some of it's how your team's going, so you kind of look at your opponent and say, are we going to try to shut down their strengths, or are we going to try to exploit their weaknesses, with how you roll your lines off the bench. With that many road games, a lot of times is flow, keeping the legs fresh on the ice and not pulling lines off the ice, or you end up getting caught running your shutdown lines, and that happens to be Little and Shifley right now too much early to try to get the match, and then you can run into a little bit of trouble there. But I've liked our road games going back, obviously not the San Jose game, but I've liked the way we play on the road. I think we're fine with that. We'll get a hard D match on the road and just get off the bench with our forwards.